560 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're living in a gangster's paradise. People of the world, realize that America is nothing less than a gangster's paradise. United States District Court Judge Terry A. Doug T. slamming the White House. A historic 155-page ruling ordering the socialist Biden regime to immediately cease contact with numerous agencies, including the FBI, CDC, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, all of whom this ruling found conspired with the social media companies to destroy the free speech rights of Americans. Wherein Judge Doug T. noted, this targeted suppression of conservative ideas is a perfect example of viewpoint discrimination of political speech. American citizens have the right to engage in free debate about the significant issues affecting the country. The evidence produced thus far depicts an almost dystopian scenario. The United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to the Orwellian Minister of Truth. This accompanied with cocaine was found in the White House over the weekend. They came in with hazmat suits, and it was cocaine. And Joe's not even there. So who's in the White House doing cocaine? I guess it's the people's house. I guess it's open to whosoever wants to come in and do what they call a line or whatever. A gangster's paradise. Finally, the American people are beginning to wake up. No, I'm sorry. I guess they're not. They're those who are waking up are the ones who want to know the truth. As I go into the program, we'll talk about what's happening not just here in the White House with cocaine, how the American freedom of speech rights are being violated, but let's see what's happening in the Middle East. Israel explains why it is against the Iron Dome deliveries to Ukraine. The air defense system could fall into Iranian hands, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has yet to be invited to the White House and congratulated for becoming Prime Minister once again. Israel is concerned that if Kiev is provided with cutting-edge Iron Dome air defense systems, the weapons could end up finding their way into Iran. No, I'll say they will find their way into Iran. This was the interview that was released 2 weeks ago on Thursday. speaking to the Wall Street, well, let's see, a week ago Thursday, speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Netanyahu said that Israel has so far refrained from joining Western efforts to arm Kiev because the situation is drastically different from the Ukraine's other backers. The Prime Minister said that Israel needs freedom of action in Syria, a region with a heavy Russian military presence. In addition, Netanyahu noted that Israeli weapons were captured on the battlefield in Ukraine, and they would eventually be given to Iran. Quote, he says, "We are concerned with the possibility that systems that we will give Ukraine would fall into Iranian hands and could be reverse engineered and used against Israel. If that system were to fall into the hands of Iran, then millions of Israelis would be left defenseless and imperiled." On Friday, the day following, Lindsey Graham, our old friend that says that the best Russian is a dead Russian, something to that effect. U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Chris Van Hollen said that Israel had blocked the transfer of two U.S.-owned Iron Dome systems to Kiev over serious concerns. "We are not asking Israel to transfer its own Iron Dome systems, which are critical to their own safety, but simply to allow the United States to transfer our own batteries to help the people of Ukraine." Netanyahu previously expressed concerns over the potential spillover of Israeli weapons. Last week, he said that the proliferation of weapons is not a theoretical possibility. So that was on the 29th of June. Then on July 2nd, the IAF will come back. We'll come back and cover the next article. We have to cover what's happening in the U.S., the Middle East, and the Far East. We'll cover all three today in today's program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
So on July the 2nd, Israel military said that fighter jets struck a Syrian air defense battery on an early Sunday morning in response to an anti-aircraft missile launched from the systems earlier in the night that exploded in Israeli airspace. The launch from Syria earlier occurred as the Israeli Air Force allegedly carried out airstrikes near the city of Homs. Syria's state news agency, SANA, Sana, said that IAF targeted a number of sites, causing unspecified material losses. The Israeli Defense Force said that on Sunday, the IAF jets attacked an anti-aircraft battery behind the launch and also hit additional targets in the area. Every time there's an attack like this, a provocation, Israel will hit back. Then on July 2nd, Israel buys 25 more Lockheed F-35 stealth jets in a $3 billion deal. Israeli Ministry of Defense announced the purchase of a third squadron of F-35 stealth fighter jets in a deal worth $3 billion. Israel will now boast of 75 of the Lockheed Martin manufactured warplanes in its arsenal. Israel was the first foreign recipient of the F-35s, also known in the U.S. as the Joint Strike Fighter, and in Israel by the Hebrew name Adir. So Israel is preparing for what is imminent, an attack by the surrounding nations at the same time. It'll begin probably in Damascus. That'll be where the fuse will be ignited. Could be actually maybe in Lebanon, but it's going to surround the whole of Israel. It's going to happen possibly Syria, Lebanon, all through the northern part, and with probably the West Bank. It's going to go around into the east, present-day Jordan, down south, or probably even maybe western Saudi Arabia, swing around to the south, to the west, into the Gaza Strip, and full out, it'll be like a fire hurricane all the way around Israel, all of the terrorist groups hitting at the same time. But Israel is going to be victorious in this coming war. July 3rd, Israel launches military operation in the West Bank. The IDF claims to have targeted Palestinian terrorists in the Jenin refugee camp. The Israeli Defense Forces and the Shin Bet Security Service launched a large-scale offensive early Monday morning, seeking to thwart, this is just yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry, the day before the 4th of July. I don't know why I have Thanksgiving on my mind. It's probably because I had a great weekend, took it easy, had popcorn for breakfast yesterday while we watched a movie. Then we sat on the patio, had lunch, watched another movie, had ice cream with strawberries and vanilla ice cream on coconut cones. It was fantastic. Reminded me of Thanksgiving, but it was actually the 4th of July. Now, have you guys ever had popcorn for breakfast with butter, watching a movie before you even eat lunch or breakfast? You should try it. It actually works out fairly well. And, man, I tell you, I felt like I was a slackard. I didn't do a thing all day, except eat, watch a couple of good movies, have ice cream. Okay, where was I? So, the IDF confirmed that it struck terror infrastructure in the city at around 2 a.m., claiming the Jenin camp had been turned into a terrorist stronghold. The enemy without, the adversary within. The military said it raided a joint headquarters of multiple armed groups which served as an observation post, gathering place for armed terrorists, before and after terrorist attacks, a cache for munitions and bombs, and a communication center. We will not idly stand by while terrorists continue to harm civilians using the Jenin camp as a hideout, the Israeli military added. We are acting to dismantle this hornet's nest. Operational sites used by terrorists are located next to schools, a medical center, civilian houses. Israel is not going to put up for it. We're going to put up with the imposter in the White House. Israel won't put up with terrorists within or without Israeli borders. But we will put up in America with the gangster's paradise, the criminal cabal running this country. We will put up with it because that's what we do. And the nations of the world laugh. They have their own problems. They have their problems, we have ours. I'll tell you what, they can deal. It's much easier to deal with their problems than we're going to be able to deal with our problems. Now, on Monday, the two global world powers are at war. The two global, I guess put it this way, the two global society, the two global orders, America with its unipolar group of nations of the West, and Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, and a group of nations that are part of the other global world system called the multipolar world system. These two systems are at war. And the globalist system of the West, the unipolar West, the empire, the one giving directions, calling the shots, America, is at war with Russia and China. But they won't tell you the truth because American people can't handle the truth. But because of America's continued push, relentless attack, 2 days ago, the Chinese defense chief said he's going to expand, he wants to expand cooperation with Russia. Beijing and Moscow should continue boosting ties to contribute to regional and global stability, Lai Shangfu says. China and Russia should hold more joint drills and continue working together in other areas to propel their military cooperation to a new level. This is behind the scenes what he is saying. They understand. The diplomats of the nations are fully aware of this one statement. They know what he's saying. Propel their military cooperation to a new level. China, Russia, the other nations in the vicinity are fully aware that America has increased its resolve to force Russia to respond to American aggression. America is becoming even more aggressive. It's like two wrestlers on a mat. Well, there are laws. When you're wrestling, there are penalties. America has is in the penalty zone. Gouging eyes, biting, kneeing, attacking regions of the body that is not part of the game. And so what China is saying is that we want to cooperate with Russia in a new level, meaning China is saying, we see America's aggression. We see the campaign, they've upped the attack. So Russia, we are willing to join with you to assist you in any way possible. America's relentless. Let us be relentless. Let us strike back. Let us push back. They go for the eyes. We'll go for the eyes. They want to bite. We'll also bite. They want to pull hair. That's what we'll do. We're ready to engage with you, Russia. Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu, he stated this during the head talks with the head of the Russian Navy, Nikolai Evmenov, in Beijing on Monday. Exchanges and cooperation between the armed forces of the two countries have been developing steadily. As America gets more aggressive using the NATO nations, forcing European nations to ante up, China is also willing to engage. Through joint work, quote, the relations between the two armed forces will continue to deepen and solidify, constantly make new progress and move to a new level. A new level. He's stating, we will move with you, Russia, to a new level. If America wants to change the goalposts, we'll change the goalposts with them. This war is about America. This is not about NATO. This is not about European nations. This is about American world global hegemony. This is what this war is about. America is has set the goals. The rulers of the West, the rulers who rule the world in the West, the families, the dynasties, the monarchs, the royals, they are not going to let Russia interfere with their plans for world total domination, a totalitarian new world order. They're not going to let Russia interfere or China, or India, or BRICS, or South Africa, or the multipolar nations destroy America's plans. It's America's plan. It's an American plan. It's an American agenda. America, if we cannot rule the world, we'll destroy the world. If the world will not yield and bend to our wishes, we will use our technology, our militaries, our power. We will destroy this earth. Christ alludes to it in the Gospels where he says that if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. We're going to continue when we get back in a few minutes. A new level. We Americans, the Christians especially, need to go to a new level.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Trees make you feel good, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Aram Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, save up to 35% on thousands of evergreen trees in all sizes. Choose from arborvitae, upright juniper, Austrian pine, Bosnian pine, bugle pine, Scotch pine, limber pine, blue spruce, Serbian spruce, and more. The Aram Tree Sale. Come
you take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
So China is saying that we're going to go to a new level. And so Mr. These Chinese names, I'm telling you. Shang Fu, he says that we will strengthen communications at all levels and regularly organize joint exercises, expand practical and cooperation in professional fields. The cooperation will allow them to make positive contributions to maintaining regional and world peace and stability. And, okay, maintaining regional and world peace. So then who is he speaking of that is causing the problems and the havoc in the world? He's saying the unipolar West, this global Luciferian world order of the West that has ruled the world since 1945, the end of World War II, that has imposed its will on the nations of the world to cause unstable situations, instability, economic hardships, wars, coups, maintaining the hold of the Pilgrim Society in London and New York City, continuing with their plans to force all of the nations into a one world digital network of control. This is where it's heading. Ruling the world by digital means, a technocracy. And we want to make sure that we can maintain regional and world peace and stability. This is absolutely true. Great men in this country have been speaking about America's objectives for 50, 60, 80 years, 100 years. They have realized that at one time the English ruled the world. But England, because couldn't maintain a big enough army, was destined to the landfill of history. So what did England have to do? The mother had to have a daughter. And the daughter, America, would be the power that England would use. England never, ever accepted the fact that we distanced ourselves from England and from English rule to some degree. Not completely. And we, just like England, we as a nation, we're vindictive. There is a coup taking place in the White House, in the power structure of America right this minute. What you're seeing is a coup. The Republicans or the conservatives through Donald Trump, if they can be successful, they will destroy the power structure that has ruled America for over 100 years. But these people, they will not go away. They won't go away without putting up a fight. And right now, they control the power structure of the United States of America. This is why I'm going to read his name again. D-O-U-G-T-Y, Doty, Terrier Doty, a historic 155-page ruling ordering the socialist Biden regime to immediately cease contact with numerous agencies. This is the continuity of government. These are the agencies that are at war with American people and with Donald Trump and with the conservative people of this country, with the true Republican politicians, to immediately cease contact with numerous agencies, including the FBI, CDC, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, all of whom of this ruling found conspired with socialist media companies to destroy the free speech rights of Americans. Why? Because the free speech rights of America and the people of America are exposing the corruption of the cabal. The targeted suppression of conservative ideas is a perfect example of viewpoint discrimination of political speech. American citizens have the right to engage in free debate about the significant issues affecting the country. The evidence produced thus far depicts an almost dystopian scenario. The United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to the Orwellian Ministry of Truth. This is a coup here in the United States. There's a coup by the United States against Russia, against the people of the world. Every nation in the multipolar world network is an enemy of empire, is an enemy of the British, is an enemy of Pilgrim Society, London and New York City, is an enemy of the dynasties that rule America. and the dynasties that have ruled Europe. The multipolar world nations, through the BRICS network, they are now the answer to American world hegemony. There doesn't have to be, and there will never be, a true American world hegemony any longer. That time of America's rule over the world began to end about 10 years ago. It's been in the making. And the only way that America's world hegemic ownership, dictatorship, totalitarian, criminal rulership could come to an end, could only come to an end through Russia. And then Russia joined by China. And Russia, China, and India. And the global South, which would be South Africa and Brazil. South Africa speaking for many of the nations in Southern Africa, and their influence is expanding into Northern Africa too. It's beginning to run the French out of North Africa. We're witnessing unbelievable, a scenario that you cannot imagine. America is about to end her rule of the world. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
No place safe. No place safe to lay your head. You might think I'm all over the board today. I'm not. This is a linear thought. You cannot go against the unipolar world network. You cannot resist empire, wishes of empire. What empire wants, empire will get. Even a coup within the in the boundaries of empire, you can't destroy it because of continuity of government. All the agencies working together to assure that America will exist no matter what. The only way that America can cease to exist is through the hand of God, and God's hand in the scriptures is going to move against this country. It already has. God has already begun to curse this nation. And if you can't feel and see the curses upon this land, then go back and read what happened in Nazi Germany. A great, great nation, a great society, great people. But once the occult began to take hold in Germany, right at the turn of the century, once the occult forces, once the witchcraft, sorcery began to take over the nation, the demons began to come in, the hand of God had to begin to, God's hand began to move upon that nation. He allowed it to develop like a sickness. You let the sickness develop so you know what it is. And the sickness of Germany was made known. A religion called Nazism. A religion that the Aryans of Germany were the gods of the world. It's the same thing happening again today. Those that rule this country in America are the gods of the world. They are the gods. They are the supreme beings of this nation and the conservative people of this nation, the Christians of this nation. Anybody that opposes them must be eliminated. We're watching it. America was a Christian nation. It has many Christian people. But the religion of the Christian people of this nation is weak. Weak. They don't know who God is. They know religion, which is just a form of something, but not doesn't have any power. There's no reality behind it. There's reality behind the occult world. You look at it operating in the White House. You look at the power of the occult world operating in this global system. Look at the occult powers with Klaus Schwab, with Anthony Fauci, in the World Health Organization. Instead, all these organizations, you're witnessing the occult powers. If you can't see it, it's because you're spiritually blind. Everything you're seeing with Klaus Schwab, the digital system coming in, it's a cult. Go read Revelation chapter 13. You cannot have this system of a world with no money. You can't buy and you can't sell without the technology created by the children of the devil. It's an occult network of people working together to bring in technology to control mankind. And the control network was going to be worldwide through Klaus Schwab's system. But they're only going to control part of the world because Russia, China have come in and created an alternative to Klaus Schwab's system. we're going to all use digital transactions. The world will go to systems where you don't need cash. You don't need money. But that system in the Western world, America especially, you won't be able to do anything unless you're tied into that system. If you're tied into that system, you're going to suffer eternally. This is why China has just two days ago told Russia, we will be behind you, stand with you economically, militarily, with intelligence, whatever it needs, whatever Russia needs, China's right there. The Chinese Defense Ministry said that Moscow attaches great importance to boosting military cooperation with Beijing. Russia is eager to maintain close coordination with the Chinese side and continues to expand exchanges at all levels. All levels. This could be disastrous for Russia, but at this time, they have to just assume and hope that China won't at some point turn on them. Well, Russia won't have to worry about that. God is going to punish in due time Russia in another battle. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combine it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success, and now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
KHNC.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I study nuclear science. I love my classes. Okay, and we will finish out. So these two countries are going to organize joint naval exercises, joint cruises, and other important training activities. Economic and military ties between Russia and China intensified following the outbreak of the conflict in Ukraine in February 2022, while not providing military aid to Moscow. Beijing has resisted Western pressure to condone or sanction Russia. China has consistently called for a peace settlement of the crisis and argued that the U.S. actions and NATO expansion helped provoke the fighting. Lai, who was appointed defense minister in mid-March, made his first foreign visit to Russia in April. During the talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Shoigu, he said that the trip was intended to demonstrate to the outside world the high level of Chinese-Russian relations. It has been demonstrated. Russia and China, they have a common enemy. Empire. And not just empire, but a globalist cabal who want to rule the world and bring in a satanic world order. This is what the New World Order is. It is a satanic world order. A world order ruled by Satan. What do you think Nazi Germany was? Do you think that Nazi Germany had you couldn't see anything that was not just demonic to the nth degree? This is what's coming. A new German religion, a satanic world order. Russia and China are in agreement with other nations of the world. This cannot happen. And it won't happen. There will never be a satanic global world order. They will have just like Germany, you had a nation who was a center of this type of religion, and there will be in the West, America will be the head of a new satanic system. But it won't be a world system. But what America will do, we will destroy the nations that are in the multipolar world network. We will do everything. This country and the rulers, these rich men of the world that own all these agencies, this is their apparatus of terror. They will do everything possible to destroy the nations that will not yield, bend, bow, go along with what their objectives. So they'll destroy the nations. It's in the Bible. I've read it before on this program. I didn't come right out and tell you that that's what I was reading. It would be too much for you. But I'll read it again in the future. We are going to send the world back to the Dark Ages. America. American technology. You watch what we're going to do. It's coming in the future. And it's going to be directed at every nation that won't, that is in the multipolar world network. We cannot destroy them. God's not going to allow it. The nations must exist, and they are not going to exist in this Antichrist system. They won't. Antichrist system led by an Antichrist and his false prophet. God will not allow it. But God is warning the world what's coming. And one of the I know that one of the greatest tools of the devil is debt. And Germans, I have a good friend who is German. He said the equivalent of debt in German is guilt. You don't want any guilt into the future. You don't need that new car. You don't need a lot of things. You don't need guilt. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Join me tomorrow, podcast 1360khnc.com. And we'll continue to visit. I won't have popcorn tomorrow morning, though.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, my Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.